The Coast Guard has apparently reconsidered its refusal to rent the Ivic, a ship belonging to Edison Choest offshore, to use as an icebreaker. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Charles Ray told a U.S. House subcommittee this week the ship's owners submitted a plan to put the vessel through an ice trial.
We've been in communication with them as recently as last week and told them we would be interested in sending Coast Guard observers for this ice trial, if and when they do that.
The Admiral didn't name the ship, but Subcommittee Chairman Duncan Hunter of California did.
Let's stay on the Ivic for a minute.
The Ivic has a history in Alaska. It was the tug pulling the ill-fated Shell drilling rig, the Kulik, that went aground near Kodiak in 2012. Louisiana-based Edison Choest had the Ivic built specifically for Shell's Arctic drilling work. Now that Shell doesn't need the $200 million vessel, the owners are looking for someone to lease it. Alaska Congressman Don Young has pushed the Coast Guard to consider the ship. At a hearing last year, Young chewed out a different admiral for rejecting it.
Sir, our current opinion is that ship is not suitable for military service without substantial refit.
See, and that's what I call, Mr. Chairman, a bullshit answer.
Young wasn't present for the discussion this week, and it was Representative Hunter who pressed the Coast Guard, but gently.
So when they execute the ice trials, according to what the Coast Guard wants them to do, you're going to have Coast Guard observers?
Admiral Ray says the Coast Guard has offered to be part of the trials. According to OpenSecrets.org, Edison Choest is a top contributor to the campaigns of both Young and Hunter.